On the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus said, "Blessed are," Charles Eliot paraphrases the words, "You are in the right place when." Let examples come to mind as we speak them out.
You are in the right place when you are pure in heart and humble. You will see God and inherit the earth.
You're in the right place when you hunger and thirst for righteousness and justice. You will be filled.
You are in the right place when you show mercy, for you will be shown mercy.
You're in the right place when you show people how to cooperate instead of competing and fighting.
You are in the right place when your commitment to Christ provokes persecution. And when, as the message puts it, you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. For only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you.
A lie has gone around that if something truly be the will of God, then everything should be plain sailing. But since the Pharisees and scoffers are not about to go away, continue to bore through the tunnel and out into the heat and storm and flood.
I know what hard work these projects are proving to be and what labours they're costing you. But you are creating something special through this toil, and I call you to persevere to the glory beyond. Why remain in safe and predictable shallows at this time when so many of my children are staking all for me?
There are those who would have Christ without the cross, but look across to Holy Writ, where the price has been forever set, and this the glitz and gloss can never replace. Marvel not that you feel so far beyond your comfort zone, but keep your hand to my chosen plough and let me lead you on.
How convey in words the anguish when it feels as though there is no balm left in Gilead and that you will never laugh again? This can only be experienced and uttered in groans too deep for words.
Love's labour is not lost when you must beat many weary bounds, kindling others despite your own pain, and encouraging them to share at least a portion of my own far weightier burdens. I will give my words to those who have shared the awesome burning of this pain, and even though it may feel they are but words of straw, in my gentle hands, I can make seemingly fragile things achieve the most mighty ends.
The greatest gain may lie through loss, the fullest vision through delay, and the ultimate glory by defying shame. So let me fill you with the sight of a glory that is so much brighter that it will take your own away.